Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're On the Record. Limiting immigration to the United States has been one of President Trump's goals since the campaign trail. In his first month in office, the president issued an executive order to cut off federal funds to so-called sanctuary cities, cities with policies that limit cooperation with federal immigration enforcement actions. That order is before a federal appeals court. In September, President Trump announced an end to Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA. DACA protects undocumented immigrants who came to the U.S. as children from deportation. Judges in three separate lawsuits have ruled against Mr. Trump's order. Just last week, a federal judge ruled that unless the administration proves the action was not arbitrary, it would have to resume accepting applications for DACA. And to reduce the backlog of deportation cases, last month, the Justice Department set quotas for how many cases immigration judges must hear. What impacts are these actions having on Baltimore's Latino community? How are families with members of different immigration and citizenship status handling the stress? Today we'll speak to members of Comité Latino de Baltimore, which serves the Latino community in and around Baltimore. Comité Latino is supported by the Southeast Community Development Corporation, which acts as its fiscal agent. We'll speak to some of its members through an interpreter. Lucia Islas is president of Comité Latino de Baltimore. Welcome to the show.
Muchas gracias.
What is Comité Latino?
El Comité Latino de Baltimore es una organización sin fines de lucro creado con la finalidad.
The Comité Latino of Baltimore is a nonprofit organization that was created with the purpose of providing all kinds of guidance and support to the Hispanic community. It was formed with single mothers in dysfunctional homes in mind, and the priority is the children growing up in the nuclear family.
En su mayoría de las veces,
many times, adverse situations are created by the lack of guidance and knowledge of parents. In 2016, this organization was born to support, guide, and help friends and acquaintances of our community.
Was there a particular incident that prompted the committee to get started?
Sí. Especialmente el miedo que están teniendo nuestros
hijos. Yes, we were prompted by the fear our children are experiencing, and mothers do not know how to help in these cases.
So who comes to the meetings and the events of Comité Latino?
La mayoría de las veces son mujeres que no hablan inglés.
Most of the time they are women who do not speak English, who are not residents in this country. And if that were not enough, many times people do not even speak Spanish. They speak dialects of their original country.
And where do these people live?
Viven en Baltimore.
They live in Baltimore. Most of them are in the area of Patterson Park, Highland Town, and Greektown. We have many people also coming from Fells Point and Federal Hill.
What needs is Comité Latino trying to meet?
Bueno, principalmente darle la información adecuada a las mamás.
Mainly, give the right information to moms to explain to them that they do not need to have papers to be able to go to the doctor or dentist, to be able to help them give their children a better education, to assure them that if they suffer domestic violence, they should call the police.
Y sobre todo, para que ellas tengan.
And overall, that they have the chance to work because this country has a lot of opportunities. It is rich in opportunities.
Give me an example of an event that Comité Latino put together that you think was especially useful for your community.
Hemos tenido bastantes, pero le voy a dar el más importante para nosotros.
We have had numerous events, but I will tell you about the most important one for us. Some time ago, I believe that was 1 month ago.
Y nuestra miembro de este comité vino y nos dijo llorando.
One of our friend's husband, he was deported. And this member of our committee, she came to us crying, telling us that she did not know what to do. We got the information, we looked for immigration lawyers, we looked for all the possible information to inform her and try to calm her fears.
Legalmente no se le pudo ayudar porque el esposo fue deportado.
Legally, she could not be helped because her husband was deported. But emotionally, for her and her children, we helped her by getting money for her and trying to make her less afraid and letting her know she could count on us, that she is one of us.
Que cuenta con nosotros y nosotros la que está con nosotros. Y sobre todo,
well, she decided to go back to her country with her husband, but while she was waiting, she was able to take her children to therapy.
Pudo llevar a sus hijos a terapias.
This is On the Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cass speaking with Lucia Islas, president of Comité Latino de Baltimore, a group for the Latino community in and around Baltimore. Lucia, I want to ask you about your personal story. When and why did you come to the U.S.?
Bueno, yo vine aquí hace muchos años, huyendo de violencia doméstica.
Well, I came here many years ago, escaping from domestic violence. In our country, there is no protection for women, and this country has given it to me. And I am here fighting for myself and alive.
What challenges have you had to overcome living here in Maryland?
Bastantes, bastantes. Para empezar, el idioma. Después,
plenty, plenty. Starting the language. Next, being a single mother of four children, not having a stable place to live with them. Then trying to improve my situation.
Entonces, buscar situaciones para mejor.
And all those challenges, I overcame them.
Y todos esos retos los logré.
You have four children. The two younger ones are U.S. citizens. What about the two older ones?
Ellos no son.
No, they were not born here.
And so what are they doing?
Gracias a Dios, ellos estudian. Tengo una hija de 19.
Thank God they are studying. I have a 19-year-old in college, and I have a 16-year-old son who is in high school. And the two of them are wonderful, and they study a lot.
How do you support your family?
Bueno, como yo tengo viviendo muchos años en este país.
Well, as I have lived in this country for years, I have worked in many fields.
Pero soy una persona que me pongo.
But I am a person that sets goals and accomplishes them. I have my own cleaning company. And that is how I support my children. I do not receive governmental support. I pay my taxes and I support my children alone. And I am not married. I am a single mother.
No soy casada, soy soltera.
What misconceptions do you think people have about immigrants?
Ellos creen que nosotros venimos aquí a quitarles el trabajo.
They believe we come here to take away jobs. People believe that we have many children to collect money from the government. And people believe that we are criminals, and we are not.
Y no lo somos.
What are your concerns for the future?
Mi preocupación más grande es que mis hijos vivan en este país con miedo.
My biggest concern is that my children live in this country with fear, thinking that the American people or the people of this country do not want them. That is why we founded the Comité Latino, to give our children strength, knowledge, and education, because we love this country, because it provides for us. We want children who can become professionals, not children who do not have anything, because in this country, you can have all of that.
Thank you. Thanks very much, Lucia.
Muchas gracias. Que Dios.
Thank you very much. God bless you, and thank you for your interest in our community.
Lucia Islas is president of Comité Latino, a group for the Latino community. This is On the Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast. Let's learn more about how efforts of the Trump administration to crack down on illegal immigration are affecting families of mixed immigration status, some family members U.S. citizens, some with temporary protections, some in this country illegally. How are these families coping? What are parents telling their children? What do they hope for the future? Marisol Plata is with us. Marisol, when did you come to the United States and why?
Well, I came in 2001. I came here for advancement because in my country it's very difficult. The work is hard and is poorly paid.
Es muy difícil. El trabajo es mucho y es mal pagado.
Your country is?
Mexico.
So you came basically for a better life.
Así es.
That's right.
What have you gained from being a member of Comité Latino?
Pues he ganado aprender muchas cosas de ellos. Porque yo ignoraba.
Well, I've learned many things from them because I did not know everything, the rights that I have and everything I can do in this country.
todo lo que puedo hacer en este país. Referente a
supporting the Latino community and the state where I live to become more involved in this state.
Y la, el estado en el que vivo, que el Comité Latino me ha ayudado a ver.
All of the benefits I can have if I become a member of the community and contribute and support the community.
Puede uno tener a la comunidad para ayudar a nuestros demás compañeros.
Can you give me an example of a problem that you took to the committee for some help?
Por ejemplo, el problema de la inseguridad en las calles. Yo he aprendido ahí.
For example, the problem of neighborhood safety. Comité Latino has programs here. People explain what you can do or where you can call when you need help. And they explain to us where we can call and in what cases we can call. And that is something that has personally helped me.
Porque en la zona en la que yo vivo ha habido varios asaltos. Entonces,
because in the area where I live, there have been several robberies. So we've been more afraid, and by taking those concerns to the Latino community.
Y al ir a la comunidad latina, me he enterado que yo puedo tener.
I have learned that I have the support of the police if I call and say what is happening, and that there is not going to be a problem,
no hay problema con
that they are not going to call immigration.
Le llamen a inmigración.
You have a daughter who is a U.S. citizen, correct?
Así es.
That's right.
She's how old?
Tiene 11.
She is 11 years old.
What concerns does she have about the future?
Pues la preocupación de ella es lo que se está mirando ahora, la separación de familias.
Well, her concern is what is being seen now, the separation of families, because she does not know any other country but here. And I want for her future that she studies and becomes a good person, a citizen that helps, that she can become a good citizen for her country.
Que sea una buena ciudadana para su país.
When your daughter worries, what do you say to reassure her?
Pues le digo que debemos de tener fe y esperanza.
Well, I say that we must have faith and hope, that there are good people who in the future will help us to be more secure, and that she should not worry.
Y que ella no debe de preocuparse. Que ella debe de preocuparse.
That she should worry instead about studying and being a good person.
Una mejor persona.
What is her dream? What would she like to be?
Pues ella le gustaría estudiar para maestra.
Well, she would like to study to become a teacher, but since she's very young, she sometimes changes her mind. I want her to become a good citizen, to be a good member of the society, to be well prepared and educated, and to contribute to her community. That is what I am interested in, too.
Maricel, thank you for talking to us.
Gracias.
Maricel Plata is a member of Comité Latino. This is On the Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast. We're speaking with members of Comité Latino, an organization that serves the Latino community around Baltimore. Fabiola Lopez is treasurer of Comité Latino. Fabiola, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Tell us about when you came to the United States, where from, and why.
Yo soy de Mexico.
I am from Mexico, and I came because of the fact that in my country, there are not many opportunities.
And you have one child who was born in Mexico and one who was born in the United States. Does your older child remember Mexico?
No, porque yo a él me lo traje de.
No, because when I brought him, he was a year old.
How did you find out about Comité Latino?
Por medio de Andy.
Through Andy. He invited me to a meeting because I like to keep my neighborhood streets clean.
Mantener limpio.
Andy Dahl is coordinator of neighborhood programs for the Southeast Community Development Corporation, which acts as fiscal agent for the nonprofit Comité Latino. So tell me more. How did you connect with Andy?
As I was saying, I like to keep our streets clean. So Andy is who helped me. I clean with my neighbors once a month. Andy provides us with the materials. That is how I met him.
How has being part of Comité Latino, how has that affected your life?
Me ha ayudado mucho a tener mucha información, mucha ayuda.
It has helped me a lot to gain so much information, a lot of help.
How so? Tell me about help and knowledge.
En el 2002 yo vine. Yo quedé embarazada.
I came to the United States in 2002. I got pregnant, and 2 months later I left because of the lack of information. Everyone is afraid that if you go to the hospital or if you ask for a service, immigration services will be there. So through this group, I have learned many things, that we have rights, that we can go to hospitals without fear, and that they can help us, that there is a lot of help.
So as I understand, you were afraid to go to the hospital here, and you went back to Mexico to have your child in Mexico, correct?
Yes.
And then you came back, and you've learned more about your rights from Comité Latino.
A través del Comité Latino, pero también más información.
Through Comité Latino, but also more information from the school of my son.
Tell me more about what kind of help you've gotten from Comité Latino.
La información que tenemos es tanto de hospitales.
The information that we received is about hospitals, about the rights we have here. Whether we are citizens or not, whether we are from this country or not, we have rights.
How do you feel the pressure on your son as a student? How has that changed in the last couple of years?
Bueno, gracias a Dios, mi hijo sigue siendo un buen estudiante.
Well, thank God my son is still a good student. He's concerned about what could happen if they send us back to Mexico. He would no longer have the same education that he has here.
What are your hopes for your son?
Que él terminara aquí su carrera.
In the end, that he would have his career here, that they will treat him well here, that people will treat him well regardless of his citizenship. That would be nice.
Fabiola, thank you for talking to us.
Thank you.
Fabiola Lopez is treasurer of Comité Latino de Baltimore. We also spoke with Marisol Plata, a member of Comité Latino, and with Lucia Islas, the group's president. At the On the Record page at WYPR.org, you can find links to coverage of some immigration issues in Maryland. I'm Sheila Cast. Quick break here on the record, and then a Stoop story about a family's long journey to escape the Holocaust. Stay with us.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.